There aren't that many of those D-Day veterans left, but our colleague Elizabeth Ross of WGBH recently had the chance to meet one of them. He has his own way of remembering the day.
Charles Bud Dacey of Winthrop, Massachusetts, was one of the sailors sent to Normandy. Dacey was a gunner's mate, second class. His ship, the LSD 344, was loaded down with Sherman tanks, ambulances, jeeps, and men. 70 years later, he still vividly remembers how the invasion unfolded.
We all headed for Normandy. When we got there, it was so rough, we had to wait. We couldn't even land. So we anchored off of the coast of France, and when it subsided to a certain extent, they unloaded the small boats and everybody headed for shore.
And he remembers what it sounded like.
I thought at first that it was the ships that were behind us. Like we had a couple of battleships that fired over our heads inland to try to eliminate some of the activity that was firing back at us. And I can remember thinking, these guys behind us, they better start raising their guns up high enough. They're not shooting high enough. The shells are landing. And the guy says, stupid, those are the Germans shooting at us.
Dacey was just 19 years old and already a seasoned sailor. He'd served in North Africa, Sicily, and Italy. He later finished his enlistment at Pearl Harbor, but he never forgot the thousands who died while serving with him in Normandy.
I gotta straighten this place out.
Jesus. Dacey is now 89. In his small condo outside of Boston, he brings out a box packed full of D-Day memorabilia.
Okay, to begin with, this is just a small part of what I have.
This is what Dacey calls his D-Day in a box, which over the years has grown to several boxes. He uses it for presentations he gives to children at schools and museums. Its many treasures include a black medal with a tiny swastika that a German prisoner of war gave him.
This is a German Purple Heart, and German Purple Hearts came in many different types.
And a brass-colored cricket clicker, used by the paratroopers who landed behind enemy lines on D-Day.
The way it was operated, you click twice and you waited, and you were supposed to get two clicks in return. If you did, you knew it was one of our guys. If you didn't, you could figure it was a German, so you started shooting into the bushes or wherever you heard any noise coming from.
Dacey's box also contains hundreds of small pieces that he and his wife painstakingly made by hand for a 3D model of the invasion. When it's assembled, it covers a canvas 5 foot long and 3 foot wide.
A lot of our trees are made out of, when you buy a bottle of aspirins, there's a little piece of cotton inside. Well, we took the cotton and we put it over a matchstick, and then I put a pin in the bottom and we spray painted it green.
A few years ago, Dacey visited Normandy and the beach he'd landed on back in 1944. And he returned home with two items for his D-Day in a box. Sand and a photograph of the American cemetery overlooking Omaha Beach.
When I show this to the kids, what I tell them is all of these guys, girls that are under these little white crosses can't talk anymore. So I would think that they would like me to tell you people what they did here.
And when Dacey's no longer able to tell them what they did, he hopes someone else will share his D-Day in a box, although it's hard to imagine it ever being the same without him. For The World, I'm Elizabeth Russ.
And you can see Bud Dacey and his extraordinary D-Day in a box at PRI.org.